Who was this man? What was he?
Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather. Weather disasters brewing tonight. You've heard about the tropics and the twin Gulf storms, but there's another disaster out west with incredible wildfires, and the weather is not helping. Shifting winds, no rain, incredible temperatures, 92 different fires in 11 states out of control tonight, including in the Bay Area. So some good news maybe? Rain possibly coming later in the week. And for the tropics, add this to your 2020 bingo card. With twin tropical cyclones making U.S. landfall about 48 hours apart this week. First, it'll be Hurricane Marco hitting the southeast Louisiana coast in less than 24 hours. Flooding rains, damaging winds, storm surge all the way to the Florida Panhandle. Then 2 days later, what is now Tropical Storm Laura, riding tonight over Cuba, gets ejected out into the Gulf, becomes a hurricane, maybe a major hurricane, headed to the southwest Louisiana coast. Winds will be a bigger problem with Laura, plus more locally heavy rainfall. In fact, models are predicting up to 3 feet of rain, creating flooding that will last for days, even weeks, and more. If you live with the threat of fire or the threat of hurricanes, follow your local emergency manager's instructions to save your life. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
We will have live reports from John Weatherby all night. In an hour, he's going to do an extended live forecast. Two hurricanes are coming together. They're coming together to make a giant monsoon hurricane. A giant man-killer hurricane. Hello, I'm Walter M. Sterling. Among the big news this week is trouble on the college campuses. The college campus kids are going crazy. They are huddling, getting together close to each other on quads, football fields, all over campus, and they're not supposed to be doing that, apparently, because the myth is that's one of the ways to prevent COVID infection. One of the schools that was in the New York Times was Syracuse University in Syracuse, New York, a private university, a big school. It's about 20,000 undergrads. They started coming to the school last week. And then, oh my gosh, can you believe it? Are you ready? The kids are actually talking to each other. They're meeting with each other. And one of those kids is my daughter, Dorothy Sterling. Hello, Dorothy.
Hi, Dad.
Now, rumor has it there has been misbehaving on your campus.
Yes, that rumor is true.
Could we get a report?
Well, yeah, as the number one party school in America, we had, so a lot of freshmen had a huge party on the quad, about 300 attendees, and they tried to shut that down.
What were the kids doing that was wrong? Tell us what was wrong.
Well, they were gathering in like mass amounts, and you know, people weren't being smart. Obviously, Syracuse is taking a lot of measures to try and implement all these like CDC recommendations and guidelines, and freshmen kind of just threw that out, caution to the wind, and started hanging out with each other, and I guess like started with a couple people, then a couple other people joined, and so on and so forth.
I understand that the rules are kind of draconian. There are a lot of rules going on. And
yeah.
Could you just review some of the rules that you're supposed to live by during this time of quarantine?
We have to wear masks all the time. Even if you're just going down the hall, you have to wear a mask. Even around the people you live with on the floor. We share bathrooms, but we have to wear masks around everyone. There can't be more than four people in a room, you know. You can't go to other people's halls, residence halls, even though, again, you all will hang out in person, but no, you cannot go to another person's hall. That makes no sense. Classes are half on, most of our classes are online. What's the, in AC and non air conditioned dorms? All of our classes are online. I mean, it's ridiculous. And then our few couple classes are limited to like 10 people, and like you're spread out in this huge room. It's just it's all baloney.
Speaking of which, how's the food in the cafeteria? Are you finally able to go to the cafeteria for food?
I am. And the food's really good. I actually don't mind it. It's better than I expected.
Is there a favorite dish? Have you found a favorite dish?
I have really great breakfast food, but their burgers, I think, are pretty good. Their french fries are very good. But I think I'd have to say my favorite is their four-layer cookie. For dessert, they put like sugar cookie and then like chocolate chip and then like a brownie type cookie and then some chocolate chips around it and like some icing. Oh, it's immaculate.
Well, Dorothy has been up there for 3 weeks. The first 2 weeks she was supposed to be in quarantine. After four or 5 days, the governor lifted the quarantine and she could walk around, but therefore there was no reason for her to be there. So classes start when?
Tomorrow.
At what time do you have to be in class?
8:25.
That's terrific. You and the farmers will be very close. One more question, Dorothy, who's at Syracuse University. She is my daughter. She is a freshman. Your roommate showed up Friday, right? Thursday or Friday?
Yes. Yeah.
How's that
Thursday,
going?
Yeah.
How's that going? She's in a shared double, divided double. She now has a roommate for the first time in her life.
It's going okay. The room is now more hot. But it's okay. We are coexisting. We are having a good time. But nothing to complain about.
No strange wall hangings, no unusual blankets, no secret messages on her computer, nothing like that.
No. Normal human.
Not insisting on listening to Queen 24 hours a day, nothing like that.
Well, no, that would be my mother, but.
It's shocking on any level. Dorothy Sterling, I wish you every success. I love you very much. I'm shocked and amazed.
I love you too, Dad.
I'm shocked and amazed that you've managed to get through 3 weeks of nothingness.
Yep. And here's to 3 months more.
That's right. She gets to come home at Thanksgiving, and then she doesn't go back to school. I'll never understand that.
I won't either.
Oh, and the final thing. Because they made her come up there 3 weeks early, I get to pay $1,000 more for her housing. It's mandated by the state. Therefore, in my opinion, the state should pay for it. But it's $1,000 more for her housing.
Yep. $1,000 more for really mediocre food and no AC.
All right, Dorothy, good luck to you. Thank you very much for being on Sterling on Sunday.
Thanks, Dad. Love you.
Okay, bye. This reminded me of horrible roommate stories. I had in my freshman year a terrifying roommate, and I will share with you a story about my terrifying roommate coming up in seconds, but nothing that compares to what's going on this second, today, at an apartment in Greenwich Village, New York. It actually was in the Post, but this story is unbelievable. You think you've had bad roommates? Wait till you hear this story. It's, what is this, 15 past the hour. This is Sterling on Sunday. All right, this is the best time to call a talk show. Are you ready? Here's my phone number, 888-688-9258. 888-688-WALT. Let's you and I talk. Now, I want to share with you information about a brand new website. It's called The New Deal Shop. The New Deal Shop is a store online filled with great items that you've never seen anyplace else. They have things you can't believe are on a website, including the clean phone. You're thinking, well, I have a clean phone. It's right here in my pocket. No. This is a box that cleans phones and keychains and credit cards. And it doesn't just clean them. It sanitizes them to 99.9% virus-free, germ-free. It's called the clean phone. You put anything you want sanitized into this box, and it sanitizes it within about 4 minutes. How does it do that? It uses UV light. it uses no liquid. Do you want liquid on your cell phone, any kind of liquid? That's never turned out well. That's always been a bad experience. This is called the Clean Phone. The Clean Phone is a beautiful box. It's a nicely made white box. You put anything you want sanitized right in it, and it cleans it off. But it's specifically made to clean off your cell phone. Why does that matter? Because in these trying times, any place you put your cell phone, germs are going to jump on it. And then you put it in your pocket, you put it next to your mouth, and you're going to get sick from something. The Clean Phone works in 5 minutes, 99.9% germ and virus free. It's amazing. You can only get it at the New Deal Shop. The New Deal Shop. Put in the promo code Walter. Get free 2-day shipping at the New Deal Shop.
Sterling on Sunday.
It works. Keeps.com. The products at Keeps.com. It's amazing. I have richer, fuller hair. My hair has stopped falling out. It is starting to regrow. That is my experience. You go to Keeps.com. You find out about their hair restoration and recovery process. They are prescriptives. You put in special shampoo, a couple drops of serum, a pill. It's no big deal. Nothing complicated, no ucky surgery, none of that. You go to Keeps.com. These are products made and prescribed by a doctor. They will take a quick medical history for you to make sure it's exactly right for you and then send it to you. Go to Keeps.com, Keeps.com, Keeps.com. Get the information. Oh, and put in my name and you will get 50. Walter, put in my name and you'll get 50% off.
Sterling on Sunday.
Where news and sports and the weather reports and the very best music too is heard by the very best listeners, and we mean you.
All right, I'll be in trouble if I don't mention this. I have other daughters beside Dorothy, who's at Syracuse University. I have Meredith. Meredith, who has this interesting idea that she wants to get her nose pierced and maybe a little tattoo, Daddy. And she dyes her hair a different color every single week. And then there's Samantha, who's 8 and perfect. But that will change. That will change because she already knows every single item in the American Girl Dog catalog. My life's a nightmare. But you know it's been great? All week they haven't been in the house. They've been at the Outer Banks with the rich sister-in-law. They're at the Outer Banks. They're all sitting around looking at each other and saying, I'll have more gin, please. And then there's the, what else do I have to deal with? Oh, and then next week, they're still gone, except the 14-year-old will be here, 15-year-old. But she's very busy in her social life. She's coming home early just to see her friends. No, really. I see here that there's apparently trouble with special needs kids in the public schools and their IEPs. And one of the things they said is that online learning is impossible. Online special needs help is impossible if you're doing speech therapy. Now, my 8-year-old is not a special needs kid. She is a gifted kid, except she is speech challenged. She has trouble speaking, and we help her. But she gets speech therapy on the computer. She gets it from two different sources. There is no problem doing it on the computer. In my humble opinion, it is going better than if she was in school. Being surrounded by other kids who are her age and they're speaking, that also helps a lot. But I think she's learning just fine online, especially with the speech therapy. I hate it when they call them special needs kids. These are not special needs kids. These are perfectly normal kids who have perfectly normal desires. They want to watch Buttman, Annoying Orange, SpongeBob. That's what they want to watch most of the time. Oh, we don't let our children do that. Yes, you do. I know you do. They want to go to bed way too late. Oh, our kids go to bed at 8. No, they don't. They go to bed at 10:35. I know when your kid goes to bed. That is the biggest lie among parents. The biggest lie. I say to them, when do your kids go to bed? Oh, about 8:30. No, lie. No, that isn't how it goes. Your kids go to bed about 10:30. You should be ashamed of yourself. And then all of their needs are normal. All their wants and desires are normal. Some of them have a problem with this or that or this or that. But then we give them extra help with that. They don't have special needs. They need extra help. That's a very different thing. those kids need extra help. Well, so you help them, and then they get better. Sometimes slowly, sometimes quickly, but they get better. That's our job. I'm Walter M. Sterling. It's 22 past the hour. 22 past the hour is telling you about the roommate. All right, listen to this. You got to hear these roommate stories. I had extraordinarily terrifying roommates when I was in college. And in my day, there wasn't an app to pick a roommate. My daughter's got an app to pick a roommate. She knew who her roommate was 3 months ago. She knew she had this great roommate 3 months ago. Gee, she was from Queens. My daughter's from New York. They met each other beforehand. They dined at the Plaza. They took limos around the city. Everything was fine. Now they're in the same room together. She was able to pick her roommate. I was not able to pick my roommate. If I got there first, I was able to pick the side of the room. That was it. It was an open double. I did not know what an open double was when I was a freshman because I didn't have older brothers or sisters. But boy, I learned. Boy, I learned. The two of you are on in a storage unit. They throw two kids in a storage unit without air conditioning, and son of a gun, now you're in an open double. It's terrifying. There, over the other side of the dresser, is this guy. There's this guy. I don't know. And he's there, and unlike me, he seems to be there all day. I actually went out. Went to class, went and got food from the food trucks. Oh, they were good food trucks. Oh, my God, were they good food trucks. And there was this guy over there. So see if you can top this. See if you had a worse roommate. Let me know. 888-688-WALT. I'm live. This is a live show. Wake up. It's a live show. My roommate over there. He had an interesting skin condition, which had to be permanent. I think they're called zits, but this was profound. This is a profound situation. He didn't read anything all semester except one thing. This man had the largest collection of Silver Surfer comic books in the world. It's a comic book I never heard of before since. Apparently a surfer had superpowers. On the cover was him surfing. So there was this guy with superpowers on a surfboard surfing. This guy didn't have a couple copies. He had hundreds of copies. It filled up the space under his bed, under his desk. He had hundreds of copies. Now, what did he do all day? He read the Silver Surfer comic books. And then he glared at me like I should be dead. He glared at me. And I'm like, hi. And I walked past him because his door was next, his bed was next to the door. The way we set up the room is his bed was next to the door, my bed was next to the window. I thought that was a better deal. I was wrong. He was the troll. He kept guard of the door. Divider between us, dresser, that was the room. This was long before IKEA or Walmart or Target. Target, you want to throw your money? For dorm decoration. Yeah, we're going to go to Target, or worse, don't ever let me hear this again. The Container Store. We'll go to the Container Store. You're going to spend $400 for plastic boxes? No, you're not. $400 for plastic boxes? Bad idea. I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll go to ShopRite. We'll get cardboard boxes. We'll paint them pretty colors. We'll put shellac on them, and there are your plastic boxes. Oh, my God, the money we throw away at the Container Store. Oh, my gosh. In fact, there was a month where nothing more was spent than at the Container Store. All right, I digress. My roommate, my freshman roommate, at the end of the semester, of him only reading Silver Surfer comic books, that's all he did. Silver Surfer comic books and eating Clark bars. He ate one candy bar, one type of candy bar, 24 hours a day. That's all he did. And there's me trying to get A's. I'm sitting there trying to get A's. I'm reading, doing the syllabus, writing essays. You know, I'm going to get all A's because I'm insane. And by the way, isn't it true? Once you get out of college, unless you want to be a doctor or a lawyer, I have never been asked where I went to college. I have never been asked if I went to college. I think probably after anybody hears me on the air, they conclude it's not possible I went to college. All right, let's play with that for a while. But that's like a radio fact. You know, they come and go. Radio facts, they come and go. I went to college. I have never been asked if I went, what my grade point average was, if I got any honors, nothing. At the end of the first semester, my roommate, out of nowhere, I'm studying quietly. You know, I'm a quiet guy. He stands on his bed. He looks at me over the darkness of two tensor lamps. Remember them? He looks it over me, the darkness of his tensor lamp and my tensor lamp. I'm going to sip coffee now because I'm hitting a crescendo. Did I hit the crescendo? I think so. That felt good to you, didn't it? I thought it did. So, what is the matter with this thing? Why am I having this trouble? No. We have to hear it. Anyway, he looks over the darkness of two tensor lamps in the mist of incense. Remember, incense, very big. It wasn't lavender. It was like frankincense and myrrh. It was like real incense. So we have real incense going there. I thought it was like I was being very cutting edge having incense. I didn't realize that most of the country of India was burning incense while I thought I was cutting edge. And he stands on the bed. He pulls up his arm, making the motion of a gun. He points his fingers like it's a gun. He stares at me, points the gun at me. The pretend gun, the virtual gun. I'm sorry, that's my fault. And I can't believe this doesn't work. And he says, sometimes I just want to shoot you with that voice of yours. And you come in here. Sometimes I just want to shoot you. And he's standing on his bed, menacing. I'm like, oh. And then he lies back down, picks up the Silver Surfer comic book like nothing happened. And that I had to live with for the next 4 weeks. But that pales in comparison to a roommate horror story taking place right now in Greenwich Village. And I can't wait to tell you this story. It's an unbelievable story. That's coming up with me, Walter Sterling, and this is Sterling on Sunday. This is only
a test. Can you guess the mystery voice? Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday weather, tracking the heat, tracking the tropics, tracking the fires, and tracking your forecast for tomorrow. Most of you will be quiet tomorrow, except right along the Gulf Coast with Marco, and getting hot right up the center of the country. Lots of 90s as far north as Montana and Minnesota. Very isolated showers for the Intermountain West. No wildfire help there. And more rain up and down the East Coast. Showers and embedded thunderstorms mainly later in the day, and the clouds will hold on, so temperatures will be lower too. Plus, the thunder will reach all the way to Florida. With lots of lightning and thunder and briefly gusty winds, watch for tornadoes as well, especially across the Gulf Coast. But the main event continues to be Marco making landfall later Monday, followed by Laura at this point later Wednesday. Will these two ever meet, by the way? Their tracks will be crossing, but the hurricanes are 48 hours apart. But still, Laura should pass right over the remnants of Marco on Thursday, adding to the tremendous rainfall already expected. Again, if told to evacuate, do it. Use your hurricane plan to keep you and your family and your business safe. And note this, there's no other storms out there right now, but a new one may form by next weekend. Man, it just keeps on going. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Story. Thank you. All right, in this Florida story, we're going to be floating off into the Gulf of Mexico. Closest piece of land is called Rooker Island. Technically, it's part of Pinellas County, but it's really just a small little island floating off in the sea. And one of the bad things when you and your wife are out to sea is that boat's really small. And if you get into an argument, there's nowhere to go. Authorities believe a little bit of alcohol was involved. There was a fight. The husband decided he was going to go sleep it off, and he was in the bed that's in the boat's interior cabin. but it has a little hatch above it so you can get some fresh air. Well, when husband's asleep, 48-year-old Florida woman opens the hatch above him and urinates on her husband. That wasn't the end of it. Another fight ensued, and at some point, she ended up biting him in the stomach. And no, this wasn't by request. This isn't something he liked. And if you saw the woman's mugshot, you'd know that this wasn't in his plan A. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
For our next Florida story, we're going to Palm Beach County, where an emergency order that required masks to be worn in public included businesses, government buildings, buses, outdoor public spaces, but gives an exception to people with religious beliefs or practices for whom wearing facial covering conflicts. So now there's a complaint because anybody can just say, oh, this conflicts with my religious beliefs without having to show any proof. But it's really funny because in Florida last year and years before, they've been having the argument that should people be allowed to wear face coverings in public or on their driver's license? And now they're mandating that you can't walk around without them. It's just a funny little contrast. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer.
What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What?
For our next Florida story, we're going to Miami, where a 27-year-old Florida man, not sober, acting weird, yelling strange obscenities in a residential neighborhood, but also has a real long machete. I mean, it looks like Rick from Walking Dead, except it doesn't have the red handle. So he's swinging it around. Some neighbors tell him to come calm down. He actually charges them. So everyone just runs in their house, shuts the door, and like a rabid dog, they call police. Police show up. And this is pretty interesting. They shoot him once. It's not fatal, though. He just drops the machete. He goes to the hospital. He's going to be okay, but he's going to go to the psych ward after that. Clearly, he's having some issues. But the whole thing, it looks like it took about 17 minutes, start to finish. I mean, they just crank these things out like clockwork, right? It's the most normal day in the world for Florida cops. Hold my beer. Stay tuned. Today's second installment of Florida Stories is right around the corner. Florida Stories is a Spring Rock production, springrockmedia@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter @JamesParkerShow. For Sterling on Sundays, I am James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
All right, 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Tonight we're going to go over the nightmare of life in Portland, Oregon. I don't know how anybody could live there. I never knew how anybody could live there before. Because you know what? You know why they go to Portland? To crochet. That's the entire reason people live in Portland. They go there to crochet. And then all of a sudden they find out, what? Oh my gosh, we got phone bills and electric bills and mortgages. And it made them very angry. And the only result, obviously, is to throw things at policemen. That's the only result. By the way, I'm very annoyed when I hear this endless nonsense about, this is because of Democratic mayors. That's not true. There are many, many, many fine mayors who happen to be Democrats and many, many fine mayors who are not fine who happen to be Republican. It has nothing to do with it. There are incompetence on all sides of the aisle. You can find incompetence anywhere. That's the beauty of our country. No matter where you look in our great country, you can find people who are terrible at their jobs. Terrible. And really good at covering that fact. Isn't that the beauty of America? You know what's going to happen because of Zoom work, people working by Zoom? You know what's going to happen? Incompetence will be revealed. The beauty of Zoom is that it's far more focused on the tasks of work, not so much on getting along at work. No. In fact, I would argue that the first thing you need to do if you run a company and it's on Zoom right now, get rid of the HR department. Get rid of the snitch force. That's what the HR department is, gang. It's a snitch force. If you're stupid enough to go to the HR department, good luck. You don't deserve that job and you deserve what's coming to you. People imagine that HR, human resources, is there to help us. They're not there to help us. They're there to take your complaint and run to the boss as fast as they can. Snitch! I was taught at Jefferson School in Maplewood, New Jersey. The first thing I was taught in kindergarten was never snitch. It's the lowest form of life. Somebody whose job it is to be in charge of snitching, HR, corporate legal, their job is to be in charge of snitching. They are scum of the earth. Scum of the earth. What our companies need, and what you and I need, is a benefits administrator, a kindly, benevolent soul who says, you know, if you fill out this form, you'll get more money. Or if you fill this out on time, I can make sure your health benefits are covered. Oh, let me explain your benefits to you. You really think you need more help with that? I'll make sure we try to get some more money. That's what companies need. They need a benefits administrator. They do not need a human resources person. Nobody needs that because their job is not to help you. Their job is to tell the boss what you said. Think about that. Where was I? Oh, so listen, in New York City right now, the worst possible roommate situation is taking place. This could only happen in New York because New York is unique in that a tenant has all the rights. A landlord has no rights. For a landlord to get somebody out of their apartment, the paperwork they have to do, the legal hurdles they have to go over are remarkable. The whole purpose of tenant-landlord law in New York City is to protect the tenant, period. That's it. I have mentioned to friends in other cities about tenant-landlord law, and they look at me like, what are you talking about? What's tenant-landlord law? Other cities don't have these issues. It's a more equitable situation. But in New York, it is all in favor of the landlord. I'm sorry, all in favor of the tenant. Unbelievably so, to the point, and I'll tell you this story in just seconds, to the point where if you let somebody stay in your home for a couple weeks, they can claim residency and make it impossible for you to throw them out. You help out a friend, you help out somebody that you just met. Oh, you need a place to stay? Stay in my house for a couple weeks, no problem. They may decide they're going to stay in your apartment. They may decide they're going to stay in your apartment. And the results of going to court with that will stun you. I'll share that with you in just seconds. I'm Walter Sterling, 44 past the hour. My number is 888-688-WALT. You got a bad roommate story? I want to hear it. 888-688-WALT. This is Sterling on Sunday.
This is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. Picking out prepared foods for your guppies. I'll have tips later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
It is so rare and special and terrific when you find out about a product that actually works. And that's what's happened to me. I use the products from Keeps.com, K-E-E-P-S.com. Keeps.com is a company dedicated to the restoration of hair. Like, if you're going bald, this will probably stop you from going bald, and it helps regrow hair. It's prescriptives made for people going bald. It's prescriptives to help you stop losing hair and to help regrow it. And in my experience, that is exactly what it has done for me. Now, go to my website, go to Facebook.com, put in the name Walter M. Sterling, and you will see videos of when I first started with Keeps and where I am today. My hair is fuller, richer, thicker. It feels great. It looks better. I never thought it would happen. I'm not kidding you. I'm like, yeah, sure. You go to Keeps.com. They will send you exactly the right combination of products to help you restore your hair based on your medical condition and your age and all that stuff. They factor all of that in. You get a custom blend of products. Go to Keeps.com. Then, here's the amazing part. You put in my name, Walter, and you will get 50% off. 50% off. 50% off from Keeps.com products. In my case, I take like one pill a day, I put some serum in my head, and then I use a special shampoo they said, and oh my gosh, within 2 or 3 weeks, I could see the difference and I could feel the difference. It's wow. I am no longer losing my hair. That's been my experience. Get your own experience. Go to Keeps.com, K-E-E-P-S.com. Keep your hair. Keeps.com. Get 50% off when you enter the promo code Walter. I didn't say 15. I said 50 when you put in my name. Walter!
Clothes so dingy gray they've been given up as hopeless have turned so radiantly white again they can hardly be told from new ones.
Now we return to Sterling on Sunday.
888-688-WALT. Your bad roommate stories. Now, everybody who calls in tonight gets a chance to guess the mystery voice.
What happens when you're in an open relationship? How does that, how do you navigate that? What can go wrong? What can go right? And like a monogamous relationship, you can have problems in any kind of situation.
And you will win an actual prize, not just a prize announcement, although that's available as well. You'll win an actual prize just for knowing the mystery voice. 888-688-WALT. It is a beautiful, hot night. It is a real late summer night. This is the time of year I like the best. I love it when the ground is baked, when there's radiance coming out of the ground. It's always a little warm. And then tonight, it's really warm. This is a summer night. This is when we get to be who we are. The primordial ooze of adolescence. Nights like this. When we're alone, sitting on the back porch in our bedroom, thinking about life, what we're going to be, who we're going to be. We're not lonely. We savor the time we get to think and consider all the possibilities of life. That's the magic of this time of year. Or we go to a basketball court and throw hoops on our own. Or we go to the beach alone. It's only in solitude do we find out who we are. And this is the time of year where it gets baked. Time of year where everything in us, all the DNA in us, comes alive. And we find out what we want to be, who we want to be, and we set the direction for our life. It's magical. It's amazing. All right, in 15 minutes, John Weatherby, meteorologist, will give us a full report on the two hurricanes hitting our shores. Now, I was telling you about the worst roommate who ever lived. This is a woman who's 44 years old, and the New York City police escorted this woman into a fancy apartment building in New York City, in Greenwich Village, in a cool neighborhood, where she has been squatting for weeks, months, in a woman's apartment with another woman, a woman who actually has the lease, controls the apartment. The woman let her stay at her apartment for a couple weeks. Oh, and she's there with her kid. And so her and her kid are in the apartment. And the woman who has the apartment has said, you have to leave. Told her this weeks ago. You got to go or you got to start paying rent. Well, she's not paying rent. She's not leaving. And this is the difference between New York City Housing Court and all other housing courts. She goes to housing court. And housing court says you can stay. An accused roommate from hell returned Sunday to the West Village digs where she's allegedly been squatting and wreaking havoc for more than a year, armed with a police escort. She's described in court papers as a nightmare, a serial grifter who has become a menacing scourge on the well-heeled Manhattan neighborhood. She pulled up to the Barrow Street apartment with a police escort. Two uniformed cops escorted her into the building, with one of the officers carrying a Night City's housing court order preventing her from being booted amid the coronavirus. I'm not sure what's going to happen now, lamented the co-op owner. And it's a co-op, so the woman owns the apartment. This other woman owns the apartment. She sued the person that she wants to evict after the return of her alleged rogue short-term tenant. I just want my life back. Okay, here's a woman who's now decided to live in your apartment. She's not going to be leaving. And the court says she's right. Marie in Collinsville, Illinois. Welcome to the Great Sterling on Sunday at 888-688-WALT. Hey, Marie.
How are you doing this evening?
Well, I'm excited for you.
Why you say that?
You get to talk to me.
Okay, well, you know, when I was in college, I did have, you know, some nice roommates, but every good thing comes to the end. And this roommate that I had from hell, okay, I had just gone over and, you know, I had just gone over into a sorority. And this woman was my big sister, okay? And it was like we started out nice, but she was evil. She used to go through my things. She used to steal things from me. and like she would like have her friends conjugate in the room. You know what I'm saying? It was horrible.
How long did that go on, Marie?
Okay, this was like second semester. It went on from like January until the end of school was over with. It went over for like, it went over for 5 months. It was like 5 months.
And did she, specifically, besides going through your underwear, did she do anything else?
No, she was just... she was just evil, and that just shows you that being in a sorority or a fraternity, that doesn't mean anything because you're supposed to be, you know, sisters and brothers. And this is the way I feel about some college campuses. They should have single rooms because, see, everybody is not compatible. Don't you think so?
I had a single room. I agree with you, but I had to wait till I was a junior to get a single room. Most colleges do have a single room, but you have to beg. Marie, would you like to guess the mystery voice?
I'll listen.
What happens when you're in an open relationship? How do you navigate that? What can go wrong? What can go right? And like a monogamous relationship, you can have problems in any kind of situation.
Marie, who do you think that is for a prize?
I have no idea.
You have no idea?
Mm-mm. No, I didn't have no idea. And, you know, the reason why I stayed in that room when I was, okay, I was in that room first because my roommate, she had graduated. She had graduated and she left. And I was in that room. And I felt if somebody should have been moved, it should have been my roommate from hell. You know what I'm trying to say.
I totally agree. I think the colleges have gotten better at dealing with the roommate situation because there are now apps where you can pick your roommate. It isn't all random. But you're right. And I think sororities are a joke. I think they're greatly overrated, but not as overrated as fraternities, which are horrific.
I mean, this is crazy. Get rid of it.
Thank you very much for your call, Marie. 888-688-WALT 888-688-WALT. But there's this situation in New York City. Can you imagine? You own the apartment. You've let somebody stay in it for, you know, a week. Stay, sure, you're in trouble, stay here a week. And then after months and months, she isn't leaving. She's not paying rent. She has her daughter with her. She goes to housing court, and the housing court says, yeah, because of the coronavirus situation, you don't have to leave that person's home. It's a person's home. She was escorted back into the apartment today by New York City police. They escorted her into the apartment. It's unbelievable. You and I are going to talk about getting our kids back into school, and we will talk about the amazing Lori Loughlin case. I'm mesmerized by this, but not as much as I am about the Meghan Markle case. The Meghan Markle thing. I'm going to tell you something about Meghan Markle's giant Santa Barbara estate that you won't believe, that you have not heard from any place else. No one else has talked about it. It is a revelation about that estate. We have a lot to do tonight, and I look forward to talking to you. I have a prize for you if you can guess the mystery voice. My phone number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Plus, we have Vic Ferrari with a great cop story and the drive-through brew, which is, of course, my very favorite thing in life. Sterling on Sunday.
Who was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
All right, there is the famous John Weatherby. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday, John.
Welcome, welcome indeed. Great to talk to you again, Walter. And we need to make a live update here as Marco has weakened. We're talking about Hurricane Marco, now Tropical Storm Marco. Hurricane hunters have just described the winds below hurricane strength, down to 70 miles an hour. No real change in the forecast track. Still expected to make landfall about 7 o'clock Central Time Monday near Grand Isle, Louisiana. We'll track right along the Louisiana coast, will be a depression and an extratropical depression, meaning a big rainmaker, over Houston by 7 a.m. Wednesday morning. But Marco has weakened and now is simply a tropical storm. Meanwhile, our twin, that would be Laura, is still Tropical Storm Laura, near Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, and tracking south of the island of Cuba as a tropical storm. It's now forecast to become a hurricane sooner. It looks like 8 a.m. Tuesday morning it will become a hurricane, moving across the Gulf and eventually making landfall in the central Louisiana coast. This is a little farther to the east than what was announced earlier. The track has changed just a little bit. Laura is definitely the stronger of the two storms. We expect Laura perhaps to be Category 2 or even a major hurricane by the time it makes landfall Wednesday night at 7 o'clock, almost 48 hours after Marco has made landfall. So the twin tropical storms, there's the very latest update live. It's meteorologist John Weatherby, Sterling
well,
on
that's,
Sunday.
That's very nice. Now, where is landfall?
Landfall will probably be just south of Lafayette, Louisiana for Laura and Grand Isle, Louisiana for Marco. You know where those places are?
No one knows where those are, John.
No, that's central Louisiana coast for Laura and the southeast Louisiana coast for Marco.
How far from the boot?
On
the boot.
It'll be close to the end of the boot for Marco,
yes.
And it'll be right smack in the center of the state for Laura. And Laura's going to be a real problem.
Really?
Yep. About a foot of rain.
A foot of rain, that's a real problem, especially since that part of Louisiana is already underwater.
Yep. It's all bayou country. It's all wonderful little fishing communities, wonderful people, but And Marco will make that trek right along the coast 48 hours in advance of Laura with her foot of additional rain. They're talking maybe 2 feet of rain total in that portion of Louisiana.
What makes you think that these are wonderful people?
Friends, spending time in New Orleans.
If they knew you were from Chicago, do you think they would view you as wonderful?
Nope.
No. They would do target practice on you just because.
Well, as tall as I am, that would have been easy to do.
Now, you see, the thing about the Louisiana boot is that in their minds, it is a parish and therefore a separate country. These aren't American counties. These are separate countries. Now, have you ever done what I did? I was at a convention, bored out of my mind. And I said, you know, I've always wondered what is at the end of the boot. There's one road, I think it's Route 28, that goes to the end of the boot. And I was at a convention.
Right through Grand Isle.
I don't like conventions. Conventions don't like me. Radio people are at conventions. Radio people don't like me. And so I said, you know what, I'm going to rent a car, a big car, so I'd be safe. And I drove to the end of the boot, John, and I saw two things that I couldn't believe. First of all, I was below water for the last 5 miles. There were dikes along either side of the road, and up there was the water. And
called levees.
All levees. And it was a two-lane road at this point. It's an interstate, but it was a two-lane road at this point. And I saw something that proved I was in America. It would only exist in America. When I tell you what it is, just imagine, do you think you'd ever see this in, say, Spain? I'm driving along this road. On either side of me are the big willow trees and the dikes. And
the levees.
I'm sorry, the levees. So they're the levees. They're the willow trees. It's beautiful, right? But it's spooky beautiful. It's spooky beautiful. And it's daytime, but it's still spooky beautiful. And there on the left, I see a sign that you would not see in any other country. Any other country. I see a sign that says, Hush Puppies and Chow Mein. And I look past the willow trees, I look down this dirt road off the main road, and there is a pagoda-shaped building in the woods. Pagoda-shaped building in the woods. And I'm like, well, I have to go. And I drive off the road, and sure enough, there was a Chinese food menu and poor boys. And hush puppies.
Wow.
I'm like, okay, this is, only exists here. Doesn't exist. And it was a working restaurant. I mean, it had people in it. I'm like, I'm glad I experienced this. I'm only going to order things I know. And then I went to the end of the road. You know what's at the end of that road? At the end of the Louisiana boot. The Louisiana boot. It's really beautiful.
What's there?
The end of the boot.
What's there?
The end of the road is framed in a boathouse. You drive to the end of the road, and you will go into the water in a boat, but you'll be in a boathouse. You'll be underneath, you'll be under you'll be protected by a boathouse. So there's this rickety old boathouse framing a Louisiana bayou, a boathouse at the end of that road. It's really beautiful and interesting, but I always wondered what was there.
I've never driven it. I'm amazed by your story. I think it's fabulous.
I'm amazed by
it. And I hope those people are okay.
I hope they're okay, too. How bad do you think it's going to hit there?
I think it may be I think Laura may be a Category 3 hurricane. Two models are suggested in Category 4. That's 115 mile an hour plus.
Wow.
With all that foot of rain, that's a real problem.
Wow. All right, sum up your weather forecast.
The west.
Yeah, sum up your weather forecast and give us a quick note about the fires, okay?
Sum up the forecast. Actually, pretty quiet across the country tomorrow. Rain up and down the eastern seaboard. Of course, Marco making landfall across the Gulf Coast. Quiet through the center of the country. 90s all the way up to Minnesota and Montana. And the wildfires out west just are incredibly, unbelievably devastating. And very little relief is on the way. That's my quick summary.
John Weatherby, always a proud part of Sterling on Sunday. Thank you very much for helping us tonight, John.
My pleasure. Have a great night, sir.
You too, sir. 15 past the hour. This is Sterling on Sunday.
This is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. Picking out prepared foods for your guppies. I'll have tips later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
I'm Walter Sterling. Here's my phone number. Let's you and I talk. 888-688-9258. 888-688-9258. This is the best time to call the talk show, I'm telling you. Now, I want to share with you some facts about me. I love talking about myself. When I go to the barber, in fact, it just happened this week, I would always tell him, no, I don't want the mirror in back of my head. I don't want to see what you've done in the back of my head. And the reason for that was I did not want to see how bald I was getting because there was nothing I could do. It made me feel hopeless. But now, this week, I went to the barber and I said, yeah, let me see what's going on back there. Let me see what's going on back there. Thanks to Keeps.com. Keeps.com is a company that will provide you with prescriptives designed to slow down hair loss and in many cases replenish your hair. That is what has happened to me. In my case, they gave me a pill. They gave me a serum that I put in my hair and a special shampoo. That's it. No big deal. I was put in touch with a real doctor who asked me like two or three questions to make sure the prescriptives were right for me. He gave me the right combination of prescriptives and the right dosages. This is custom blended stuff. And then they sent it to me and I started to use it. And that was about a month ago. And you know what? I have more hair. I have thicker hair. I have, ready? Happier hair. Happier hair. Then when you put in my name, Walter, you get 50. You put my name in the promo code Walter and you get 50 off. You see it right when you go to the transaction, put in Walter and boom, oh my gosh, it's half off. Go to keeps.com, KEEPS.com, keeps.com. Why lose any more hair?
Sterling on Sunday.
Cops, firemen, emergency workers, nurses, doctors, they don't seem to be using the same masks that you and I use. The mask that you and I use were given to us by our grandmother, who decided to knit ones with kittens and bunnies on them. Those are not masks. Those are nice pieces of cloth. Use them as napkins. The masks you want are the KN95 masks. The KN95 masks are used by first responders, cops, ambulance drivers, nurses, doctors. You get them at the New Deal Shop. The New Deal Shop. That's the name of the company. When you go there, select KN95 masks. Buy them from the New Deal Shop. They'll ship them to you fast if you put in the promo code Walter. The fast ones come from the promo code Walter. Free 2-day shipping. Free 2-day shipping. The New Deal Shop. Please go there. Buy the masks there. The New Deal Shop.
Sterling on Sunday.
Sunday is treat day.
Speaking of servicing your community, did you hear about this actress who apparently slept with several big deal Hollywood types who had to quit their jobs? These big deal Hollywood types had to quit their jobs because maybe they were extorted, maybe they were blackmailed. It was a very confusing story. She is not stunning, but she got these multimillionaires to sleep with her. And she's being labeled as some sort of horrible person. Both of these guys, one of them was the vice chairman of NBC Universal, vice chairman of NBC Universal, been there for years. The other one had some big job at another company I don't remember, and I'm not going to guess because I don't want to get in trouble. But they're labeling her as some sort of bad person. And at first I was happy to label her as some sort of bad person. But you know what? I started thinking about the odds of being successful in Hollywood. You like that Eugene Levy comedy, that Eugene Levy Netflix comedy. We love that. I can't say it on the air because nobody has a sense of humor anymore. Nobody has a sense of humor anymore. Let me repeat. Nobody has a sense of humor anymore. So I will not say the word. That is S. Creek. You know that show? You love that show, right? Well, Annie Murphy, who plays Alexa on that show, who plays Alexis on that show, she had been out of work for over 2 years. She had not had a job in over 2 years. She's a gifted comic actress, gifted comedian. She had had one screen test in 2 years. Then you start to look at model books, people wanting to be models in Hollywood, people wanting to be cast. You look at casting books. There are thousands and thousands of pictures of incredibly attractive or interesting people, men and women, who would do anything for a bit part in a music video that gets played on MTV2. Anything. And then you start to think, well, she just wanted to get a leg up, as it were. She wanted to get a leg up. So she befriended these incredibly powerful guys, insanely powerful guys, and may have been actually helpful to them in some profound business ways. Hard to say. I'm not saying it as a fact. I'm just saying these things go on. I respect her. I respect her because she had one thing to offer. She knew she had a certain appeal. I'm not saying beauty or even sex. She just knew how to talk to guys of a certain age, which is a skill in itself, and guys who had egos the likes of which you and I cannot imagine. This temptress in Hollywood. It came down this week that Ron Meyer had to quit at NBC Universal because it was a very uncomfortable position for him. And this other guy at a big studio had to quit for the same reason. And they were both linked to this woman. I blame the guys. First of all, one or both of them was married. Well, let's be clear about this. One or both of them was married. Ron was married. And they both had short affairs with her. Well, it doesn't matter if you have a short affair. If you're married, that doesn't work. It's not okay. It doesn't work if you're married. You don't have short affairs. There's no such thing as a consensual affair because there's a third party who's not consenting. I'm Walter Sterling. You and I can talk at 888-688-WALT, 23 past the hour. Sterling on Sunday. I love being with you. I love being with you live on Sunday night. I feel the shame of radio stations that insist on running best ofs. Best of. Or worse, there are some stations that take audio from television and run it on Sunday night. They take audio from the Sunday morning talk shows on TV, already a snooze fest, beyond a snooze fest. Like when I was a kid, I'd see those sets on my TV. I'm like, oh, no, please let the cartoon start. Please remember what Ted Turner said, who started the Cartoon Network and CNN. He said, remember, Cartoon Network has far more viewers than CNN and makes far more money. He was always very clear when people would deify him and bow before him for creating CNN. He'd always brush them off like, the Cartoon Network has more viewers and makes more money. Love that guy. All right, so now this woman, this temptress in Hollywood, 28-year-old actress, who by all accounts on the set and in acting school was very professional, showed up, knew her lines, did her job. But she wanted to get going. Because the odds of becoming a successful actress or even a working actress are impossibly bad. She took acting lessons, she showed up on time, and she befriended powerful men. She apparently befriended them in a profound way, but you and I will never know. We'll never know! And I say good for her. Because when I, at first I thought, no, how could she do that? But then I really thought it through. I'm like, wait a minute. The casting books have thousands of actresses in them. You go to a casting, go to audition, there will be 100 people in line wrapped around that building. Did you ever see, when you watched America's Got Talent, they show the pre-trials? And you'll see people in St. Louis and Chicago and Kansas City. You'll see them lined up. You'll see them lined up to audition, right? You see them lined up to audition. Thousands of people all over the country for 1 minute on TV. You watch Jerry Springer, right? You watch Jerry Springer, and you think, how could somebody go on a TV show where they surprise them by telling them that, oh, by the way, Joe, here's your wife, and the secret she's been carrying from you is she's an escort. Oh, my God, she's an escort. And then she shows up, and this is her pimp. Yay, this is her pimp. That's the Jerry Springer show. And then they're asked later, why did you go on TV? Oh, well, I went on TV because it's TV. I got to be on TV. They go on TV to be on TV. People will do anything to be on TV. But to be a working actor, that's gold. That's amazing. It doesn't happen. The odds are so awful, people will use any means. And think about it. When you've really wanted something, you think about, who do I know? How can I make a connection? Does mom know them? Does dad know them? What can I do to make this happen? Well, she just did a little more, maybe. Maybe. And then these two idiots did something with her, Ron Meyer and this other person, and they got caught or extorted or something, and they were married. Well, you don't do it if you're married. You don't do anything if you're married. You go home and you say, that's a good idea, honey. You go home and you say, I promise not to drop the towel there again. You want me to pick up the kid at school? I will pick up the kid at school, because that's the deal. That's what you do if you're a married guy. That's what you do. And then, to top it off, you never do it well enough, do we? We never do it well enough. I didn't tell you to pick her up now. Oh, why'd you take that car? Because we have a blessing from Jesus that we actually have two cars. It's amazing to me. Therefore, these guys who had huge jobs, millions and millions of dollars, and well-jeweled wives, they threw it all away. Because they probably had done it several times before and gotten away with it several times before. Because once you reach a certain level of power, you become omnipotent in your brain. You think you can get away with anything. But I'll tell you, I've known big shots in those jobs. I've known a lot of big shots in those jobs. And they don't do anything. They're good. They love their wives. They respect their children. You don't have to be that way. And it's amazing to me these guys did. I'm Walter Sterling. And my phone number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Live from an all-American laundry room, it's Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday weather, tracking the heat, tracking the tropics, tracking the fires, and tracking your forecast for tomorrow. Most of you will be quiet tomorrow, except right along the Gulf Coast with Marco, and getting hot right up the center of the country. Lots of 90s as far north as Montana and Minnesota. Very isolated showers for the Intermountain West. No wildfire help there. And more rain up and down the East Coast. Showers and embedded thunderstorms mainly later in the day, and the clouds will hold on, so temperatures will be lower too. Plus, the thunder will reach all the way to Florida. With lots of lightning and thunder and briefly gusty winds, watch for tornadoes as well, especially across the Gulf Coast. But the main event continues to be Marco making landfall later Monday, followed by Laura at this point later Wednesday. Will these two ever meet, by the way? Their tracks will be crossing, but the hurricanes are 48 hours apart. But still, Laura should pass right over the remnants of Marco on Thursday, adding to the tremendous rainfall already expected. Again, if told to evacuate, do it. Use your hurricane plan to keep you and your family and your business safe. And note this, there's no other storms out there right now. But a new one may form by next weekend. Man, it just keeps on going. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
All right, it's 36 past the hour, 36 past the hour. Andy Vieira was the program director of KXNT in Las Vegas and put us on the air in Las Vegas. His sister, Lily Marie Joy Vieira, passed away this week. And Andy and your family, we say a prayer for you, and we wish you all the best. Lily Marie Joy Vieira passed away this week. And he wrote such a touching thing on Facebook. I appreciate what you wrote, Andy Vieira, and we will say a prayer for you. Now, I just see here that there's a bulletin, sort of a bulletin. Kellyanne Conway has quit the White House, the woman who got the president elected. Kellyanne Conway has just quit. Let me get you the details about this, because this strikes me as an astonishing event. Hold on a second. Let's get all the details so that we can be like an actual radio station. Hold on. What's that noise? Oh, that's my phone. You know, if I put the phone too near the mic, it makes these bumpy sounds. Kellyanne Conway to leave the White House at the end of the month. Let's see what it says. Now, there was trouble in her family. Her 15-year-old daughter wanted to be emaciated. Kellyanne Conway, senior advisor to President Trump and one of his longest-serving aides, is leaving the White House at the end of the month. Conway, whose title is Commander to Counsel to the President, was Trump's third campaign manager in 2016 and the first woman to successfully manage a presidential bid to victory. She joined the White House. We know who she is. Her husband has always been critical of the president, a very strange marriage. In a statement, Conway called her time in the Trump administration heady and humbling and said she and George were making the decision based on what they think is best for their four children. We disagree about plenty, she wrote, but we are united on what matters, our kids. Our four children are teens and tweens starting a new academic year in the middle of school and high school, and that will be conducted remotely from home for at least a few months. She says, this is completely my choice and my voice. In time, I will announce future plans. For now, it is for our beloved children. Well, did you hear the story about what her kid did? Claudia Conway, age 15, I have a 15-year-old. Claudia Conway is officially pushing for emancipation from her parents after saying Trump advisor mom Kellyanne's job ruined her life and labels her mother selfish and only after money and fame. Kellyanne Conway's daughter, Claudia, posted a series of tweets on Sunday night. I'm officially pushing for emancipation, she wrote. Claudia has already called Trump an idiot and asked AOC to adopt her. Now imagine, you work for the president of the United States, this president, and this kid, daughter of a woman who works in the White House, has begged for AOC to adopt her. The teen added, "My mother's job ruined my life to begin with. Selfish. It's all about money and fame, ladies and gentlemen." Claudia's parents, Kellyanne and George, have previously tried to prevent the media from contacting her as she became more and more of a viral star. So the kid, Claudia Conway, we have to look her up, apparently is a viral star. She's a viral star. I don't know about you, but every 15-year-old I know wants to be emancipated. More in a moment. But first, let's talk to Judy from Dallas, who has a terrible joke for us. Judy, give us a terrible joke. Hi.
How are you?
Excited to speak to you, Judy, as always.
Okay, well, here's my joke. When is a car not a car?
When is a car not a car?
When it turns into a parking lot.
Oh, enjoy being a guy, having a girl like me.
Now, this kid, this 15-year-old daughter of Claudia Conway, Kellyanne Conway, she wants to be emancipated from her parents. And if I was the parent, I'd say, go ahead. Because, of course, what it means is that you're on your own, kiddo. You have to support yourself, feed yourself, house yourself. You're on your own. And the court says it's okay. The court is letting you do that. No problem. Claudia, who has previously called Trump an idiot, has asked AOC to adopt her. And if AOC was smart, she would adopt her. On Sunday, she wrote, "I'm officially pushing for emancipation. Buckle up, because this is probably going to be public one way or another. Unfortunately, welcome to my life." Well, what could be so bad about her life? Every 15-year-old kid thinks their life is terrible. They all think, otherwise they'd never leave home. She's just caught it a little early. But if we weren't uncomfortable at home when we were teenagers, nobody would ever leave. We'd all still be at home. Now, today, people go back at 28 and a half. When they turn 28 and a half, they go back, right? But there's no such thing as this, all this talk about women getting along and empowering each other. That's just not true. There's this Rosie McGowan, you know, the king of empowerment for women. And she was asked about one of her castmates on Charmed. You watched that show, Charmed, right? You watched Charmed. Charmed was about three women who lived in a Victorian house who had secret powers. As best I can tell, all women who live in a Victorian house have secret powers. Their problems always seemed when a guy showed up at the door. There'd always be some handsome guy, and it turned out that he was a vampire. Another one would be Dracula. There was always trouble whenever they'd open the door. Every time I watched that show, every time I watched Charmed, I thought, don't answer the door. There will be no problems if you don't answer the door. But there's a supermodel male at their door who wants to turn them into frogs. Shows up and says, you know, I'm going to put a spell on you. Frogs. Well, don't open the door. Shannon Dougherty was one of the actors on Charmed. And Rosie McGowan, it turns out, doesn't like Shannon Dougherty. And then she was asked why.
So, I don't like her. Because I think she's a lie. Do you think I don't know these people? I'm not looking at this from the outside. I have a lot of experience. I know she's married to a CIA agent. Do the math. Who's behind Time's Up? CIA. Where do they meet? CIA. Who needs good PR? CIA. Who are part of the pimp problem? CIA.
Part of the pimp problem, CIA. Rosie McGowan. There's woman power. There she is attacking one of her castmates on Charm. They made each other rich. And that's her thanks. It seems odd to me. What do you think? 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. And coming up in just seconds, we have an edition of the Drive-Thru Brew and Master Class for Toll Takers. We're going to have a Master Class for Toll Takers. Plus, this Meghan Markle, this story is unbelievable. I'm going to tell you something about her house in Santa Barbara. It's insane. And that's coming up in just seconds on Sterling on Sunday.
This is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan, picking out prepared foods for your guppies. I'll have tips later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
I know I'm supposed to sanitize my hands when I come home, but what about the stuff in my pocket? The credit card I handed at the window? The phone that I put on the counter at the hardware store? What about those products? How do they get sanitized? Because, you know, they were just as exposed as my hand. Well, the way you deal with that is you put them in a box, a very special box called the Clean Phone. That's the name of the box, the Clean Phone. That's the name, what they named the product. I would have done better, but it's called the Clean Phone. You put it in this white box, you push a button, and 5 minutes later, it's 99.9% sanitized. No virus, no germs, pow, wow. Because it's important, when you hand somebody a credit card, you don't know where they've been. You don't know where that machine's been. When you hand somebody your cell phone or you put it on the counter at the hardware store, you don't know who else was there before. You don't know what disgusting kid was playing Minecraft right there. You don't know. This solves the problem. You take everything out of your pocket, your keys, your credit cards, and your cell phone. You put it in this box. You push the button on the Clean Phone box. 5 minutes later, everything is sanitized. Everything is sanitized. It's great. The only place to get this is at the New Deal Shop. The New Deal Shop. That's the name of it. That's the website, thenewdealshop.com. 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 You go there. When you get to the promo code, put in my name, and you'll get free two-day shipping. Free two-day shipping. No reason to wait. No need to wait. You don't want to wait. Please go to thenewdealshop.com, thenewdealshop.com. Buy the Clean Phone Box.
Let's go, go, let's go, go, go with Jukebox Gold.
Now back to America's favorite network radio program, Sterling on Sunday.
The best food you can ever give your guppies is live baby brine shrimp. But that's only once a day, and you really need to feed your guppies 4, maybe 5 times a day with small amounts of food. It allows them to grow quicker. But first, what type of food? You go to the Walmart or Target, you go to your pet store, they have a wide variety of foods available, and some may target a bunch of different types of fish. How do you choose it? Well, I order my guppy food online almost exclusively. And I'm looking for a couple of different things. I'm looking for high protein, a minimum of 44% protein. Sometimes I like to get a little bit higher. If I can get over 50%, that's fantastic. Just like people, guppies need a wide variety of delicious nutrition. So pick out a variety of foods to rotate so that you make sure that your guppies are not missing anything in their diet. It's kind of funny. I think my guppies eat better than me. From the Fish Room, this is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan for Sterling on Sunday.
All right, let's you and I talk, 888-688-WALT. I think what's always underestimated is there's always this great romance in women's magazines, in social conversations, in social media, about women power and how they get along and help each other and do things. And in my experience in the workplace for many, many years, too many years, I have seen the opposite. Usually, trouble a woman has at work is with another woman. And guys aren't that smart. Guys get along or they don't. There's no mystery to it. It's all transparent. I like you or I hate you. That's it. That's how guys work. And if you go to a guy and say, listen, I'd appreciate it if you would stop doing this to me. 9 times out of 10, they'll go, okay, did you see the game? And then they get along fine forever. If one of them gives in and apologizes, it works. Too often I have seen when women are in the workplace, they bury their resentments. They don't share them openly, and they hurt each other. I never forgot when I was in my 20s, the first time I ever said to a woman at work, you know, we could hire Susan. Wouldn't she be great in your department? We could hire Susan. Wouldn't that be terrific? And she looked at me with daggers and said, I am the woman here. And she meant it. Now, she was credible, powerful, effective, and talented. There could have been 40 women in her department, and it would have been more than fine, but she was the woman here. I will never understand that thinking, because guys don't think that way. Guys, more often than not, and I hope it's changing, look for competence. They look for somebody who can get the job done. They look for tasks. Often women, mostly women, look for a way to build a social structure at work. Pals, people they want to hang out with. It's just the difference between men and women, but it's very different. Now, what's going to happen when everybody's online, when we're working for Zoom? What happens when we're all working for Zoom? Here's what I think is going to happen. It'll be a much more task-oriented workplace. Here's my task. These are the things I have to do. These are the things that I have to get done. And then that's it. All of the socialization, all the time wasted in getting coffee and looking at each other and look at their desk and considering what they're wearing today, all of that's going to vanish. And now, really competent people will be more competent and shine because they won't be distracted by the crap. And people who weren't really that competent but were very good at socializing, they're in trouble. They are in big trouble if their whole career depends on Zoom calls. Huge trouble. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Let me repeat the big bulletin. I keep seeing it coming over. I'd like to point out that I have beaten all the newspapers that I follow with this story, which is that Kellyanne Conway, the president's third campaign manager, who has been with him in the White House ever since he won, has resigned. I suspect that she has resigned because Claudia Conway, age 15, her daughter, has officially pushing for emancipation. She is so ticked that her mother is spending all the time in the White House that she's saying, I need to be emancipated, but it gets better. She wants AOC to adopt her. Oh, please go ahead. I pray AOC adopts her. Can you imagine that house? Can you imagine AOC and Kellyanne Conway's daughter being together in the same house? Wow. You know what I think, James? I think we should hear about the master class. If you want to become a great toll taker, you need to take this master class.
It is a subtle art, collecting fares, keeping traffic barely moving. James, are you ready for your first class in advanced toll collection?
Yes, but I feel unworthy.
First, embrace the power you have to touch the lives of millions of motorists on your toll road.
They all seem to hate me.
No, that wave of hate is all in your mind. Your customers are paying for roads that were paid off long, long ago. You are admitting them to a transit museum.
Huh. A museum.
You get it. That's the power of practice. Your uncle, who got you the job, would be very proud.
And that's your master class in how to be a great toll taker. You realize you don't have a prayer. You do realize that. I thought each toll road was independent. They didn't talk to each other. Turns out the toll road industry is, in fact, an industry that has conventions and a newsletter. I urge you to look up Tollway Newsletter. You will not believe the conspiracy of toll roads across the country to keep getting our money. It's stunning. The New York Thruway chief comments on transformational shift to AET. The challenges of replacing a Florida toll bridge. Regional winners announced in America's Transportation Awards competition. They fight for awards. Overnight closure of Pennsylvania Turnpike segment will advance bridge replacement. North Carolina issues RFP, request for proposal, for express lanes, toll collection system. Illinois Tollway Board approves $241 million in contracts. I'm sure they're all legit. I'm sure they were all put out for bid, no problem. Levi County, Florida official call MCORS a reckless, unpopular plan. And it goes on. That's one day. Those were a quarter of the headlines on Tollway News. I think it's Toll Road News, a daily newsletter about toll roads. And that means they're all talking to each other. And you remember when you were a kid, if your mom was talking to other moms, you were dead. Same thing with toll roads. These people who run the toll roads are all talking to each other. And that means that we're not getting away with anything. And they're going to find every way to extract every penny from us for roads that have already been built. These roads were built in the 50s. Most of them were built in the 50s during the Eisenhower era with federal funds. They don't need to collect any more money. That's not only Connecticut seems to have figured out how to run their highways, their superhighways, without any more tolls. They shut it down. Every road can do that. I think that should be our mission. Coming up in just seconds, you and I are going to hear the drive-through brew, and we're going to talk about the strange phenomena of people getting fired for saying pretty much nothing. I'm Walter M. Sterling. Beautiful night, Sterling on Sunday.
Who was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather. Weather disasters brewing tonight. You've heard about the tropics and the twin Gulf storms, but there's another disaster out west with incredible wildfires, and the weather is not helping. Shifting winds, no rain, incredible temperatures, 92 different fires in 11 states out of control tonight, including in the Bay Area. So, some good news maybe? Rain possibly coming later in the week. And for the tropics, add this to your 2020 bingo card. With twin tropical cyclones making U.S. landfall about 48 hours apart this week. First, it'll be Hurricane Marco hitting the southeast Louisiana coast in less than 24 hours. Flooding rains, damaging winds, storm surge all the way to the Florida Panhandle. Then 2 days later, what is now Tropical Storm Laura, riding tonight over Cuba, gets ejected out into the Gulf, becomes a hurricane, maybe a major hurricane, headed to the southwest Louisiana coast. Winds will be a bigger problem with Laura, plus more locally heavy rainfall. In fact, models are predicting up to 3 feet of rain, creating flooding that will last for days, even weeks, and more. If you live with the threat of fire or the threat of hurricanes, follow your local emergency manager's instructions to save your life. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
It's summer, and that means it's time for Life in the Drive-Thru Brew. Stuff your drunk with beer. Life in the Drive-Thru Brew. The secret is in our slogan. Drive-Thru. And you're through.
There is a rumor that Meghan Markle and Prince Harry might come through here with their limo.
In a beer barn? I don't think so. They can just buy the brewery.
We're brewing a beer that we call Harry and Meghan's Windsor Knot. And in this beer, we're using barley grown on the Royal Farm here in Windsor Great Park to represent Harry's background, and we're using hops from the west coast of America, from the US, to represent Meghan. And so we like to think that this beer, Harry and Meghan's Windsor Knot, is truly a marriage of the ingredients that we've used to produce it.
Windsor Knot beer?
Who knew? Who knew?
Next time at Life in the Drive-Thru Brew.
Who knew?
Word Car speaking.
Well, this Meghan Markle nonsense is really astonishing to me. She, you know what she's like? Let me tell you. This Stacey Dash, who was in Legally Blonde, the co-star of the movie Legally Blonde, her, Stacey Dash's fourth husband, claims Clueless star used hypnosis to trick him into marriage. Get this, Stacey Dash isn't the only person capable of mesmerizing performances. Jeffrey Martin, the fourth husband of clueless actress, claims in bombshell court case that Dash's pastor used hypnosis to compel him to marry his bride back in 2018. New divorce papers obtained by TMZ indicate that Marty, an attorney, claims that the minister unexpectedly and suddenly proclaimed that it was God's will that he marry Stacey Dash. Marty also asserts that he was forced to trudge forward with the wedding because of hypnotic prayer techniques. This guy, who's a lawyer, says that he was forced to marry Stacey Dash, a very beautiful woman, but who has been already married three times. Now she's been married four times. He's saying that hypnosis from the minister got him to marry Stacey. Hypnosis. I think that's what must have happened with Prince William. Is it Prince Harry? Whatever prince it is who's married to Meghan Markle, whichever prince it is, that's what must have happened. Because let's go over this. The prince lives in Buckingham Palace. The prince has access to all the money and comforts he could possibly want, and he's already famous. And he was dating Chelsea Davy. Look up Chelsea Davy. Gorgeous, adorable, cute, British Chelsea Davy. At some party or some sleazy place, he meets Meghan Markle. Meghan, who's on a cable show. She's on that USA show, Suits. A show you and I have never seen. Never seen this show. She's on Suits. She's very beautiful. No arguing. But she's also very married. She meets the prince and says, you know, I'm going to get a divorce. Now, that's interesting to many of her friends because she was happily married to a handsome guy. A Hollywood type, successful Hollywood producer, director, whatever he was. But they had a happy marriage. Now she meets the prince. She decides, you know, my marriage isn't so good. She decides to run off with the prince. They get married in a big royal wedding. The queen gives them one of the estates, one of the huge estates. And they spend about $8 million to upgrade the estate because, you know, it needed new sinks and new drapes. They upgraded it. She lives there for an hour and she says, I don't like this. I need to go home. The prince is sitting there going, okay. They move to L.A. No, they move to Canada, to a gorgeous estate in Canada. Then they move to L.A. Then they buy a house in L.A. They buy a house in Santa Barbara. There's this prince who has no power in Santa Barbara. In fact, we fought a war to escape from the British. We don't like the British. This is not a good relationship from the beginning. Already warring families. Already we're escaping him. And then she starts saying things like this.
Both in the physical world and in the digital world. But we can and must do everything we can to ensure all women have their voices heard. Because at this juncture, if we aren't part of the solution, we are part of the problem.
I have never been in a situation in my career or home or family life where women don't have a voice. The voice is nonstop. The voices of women in my life has been nonstop. In every situation I've been in, both at work and at home, women set the rules, and men sit over there. You sit over there. Why do I do my network radio show from my laundry room? Because women said, you will do your network radio show from the laundry room. You will not put that equipment in my living room. But also at work, my entire life, women set the rules. Anytime a woman I've worked with has said, no, we're going to do it this way, that's the way we do it. I've never been in a situation where the default decision has not fallen to a woman. And in my home when I was growing up, mom was clearly in charge. There was no doubt about it. She was in charge everywhere. When we'd walk into the supermarket, When we walked into the supermarket, the waters parted. The produce manager and the butcher had hidden things to give to my mom that were special. well-prepared, extra quality. They'd give that stuff to my mom. I have never known a world that was not a matriarchy. Never. But it seems Meghan, who convinced a prince of England to move to Santa Barbara, to leave Buckingham Palace, she doesn't think she's in charge.
This year's election and the voting is so incredibly important. It's something I'm very passionate about. I was talking yesterday with Gloria Steinem, who I've connected with recently, and legend, right? So you just go, how fantastic to be able to have that time.
Oh, I just connected with Gloria Steinem. Have a canapé.
This year's election and the voting is so incredibly important. It's something I'm very passionate about. I was talking yesterday with Gloria Steinem, who I've connected with recently, and legend, right? So you just go, how fantastic to be able to have that
legend,
time.
Legend, right? Can you imagine that poor prince having to hear that all day, every day? And he's sitting there stunned. He's like stunned, fish out of water, stunned, the sun hitting him on the head, going, what happened? A minute ago, I was swimming around in the British Ocean, in the English Channel. I was swimming in the English Channel, and then suddenly I was harpooned, dragged on land, thrown on a private jet, and here I am in Santa Barbara, where the streets are so windy and strange, I don't even know where I am. I don't even know how to get a cup of tea. Can you imagine the hell of his life? Oh, and by the way, Prince, you have to take care of Archie, the baby. I have to go do some very interesting television work. I have not seen them get any work. Have you? I thought they were going to come here. She'd get lots of work, like, voicing Disney cartoons. I haven't seen them get any work. But here's the thing I wanted to tell you, which made me feel so much better. That estate in Santa Barbara that they bought, which is huge, and they got it at a good price, by the way, like $16 million. $16 million. They got it at a good price, apparently. They also got a mortgage. The prince and Meghan had to get a mortgage. And then I felt a lot better. I'm Walter M. Sterling. Yes, we're live on a Sunday night. No need to listen to crappy best ofs. 16 past the hour. This is Sterling on Sunday. It's a beautiful night in our great country, and I want to share with you about a great company and a terrific advertiser. It's called TheNewDealShop.com, TheNewDealShop.com. They're providing a great service. You and I are going to wear the masks, and we're going to buy the masks. You might as well buy them from a solid, dependable company, and that's The New Deal Shop. You want the KN95 masks. Why? Because that's what first responders, police, firemen, that's what they wear, the KN95 mask, because it protects you and other people. You don't want to wear the mask your grandmother made with the bunnies on it. That's not a real mask. That's nice for grandma, and you can tell her you're wearing it. But what you want to wear is the KN95 mask. You're going to buy them anyway. Buy them from thenewdealshop.com. You don't want to go to the hardware store to get them. Get them from this solid, dependable company, thenewdealshop.com, thenewdealshop.com. You put in my name, Walter. You will get them in 2 days. For free two-day delivery, you put in my name, Walter, and you get them within 2 days. Wow. And you'll want them within 2 days. Why wait? Why use that dirty mask you've been telling people is new? It's not new. Get the new mask. Get the new mask, the ones used by first responders at thenewdealshop.com. You'll get the KN95 mask. These are sturdy, good masks, but you can breathe through them. My biggest problem with the mask is, you know, I have so much hot air. I couldn't breathe through those masks. Now I can breathe through the mask. I encourage you. I urge you, for the health of you and your friends and your family, go to thenewdealshop.com and order your supply of KN95 masks. Put in the promo code Walter for free two-day shipping.
Sterling on Sunday.
Why lose any more hair? That's crazy. Why lose any more hair? Go to keeps.com and find out about how you can stop losing your hair and possibly regrow it, because that's what happened to me. I was losing my hair like crazy. And then I went to keeps.com. A doctor asked me a few quick questions, and I was sent prescriptive products specifically for me to help me stop losing hair and regrow it. And that is what happened. I didn't expect it. I was stunned and thrilled and amazed, but it works. If you want to see how it works, please go to my Facebook page, Walter M. Sterling, and you'll see videos of before and after, videos of before and after, Walter M. Sterling. Please go to Keeps.com, put in the promo code Walter, and stop losing your hair. There's no reason to keep losing your hair. When you put in my name, Walter, what do you get? You get 50, not 15, 50% off. Keeps.com.
Wear your hearing things.
Wear your hearing things.
Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday weather. Tracking the heat, tracking the tropics, tracking the fires, and tracking your forecast for tomorrow. Most of you will be quiet tomorrow, except right along the Gulf Coast with Marco, and getting hot right up the center of the country. Lots of 90s as far north as Montana and Minnesota. Very isolated showers for the Intermountain West. No wildfire help there. And more rain up and down the East Coast. Showers and embedded thunderstorms mainly later in the day, and the clouds will hold on, so temperatures will be lower too. Plus, the thunder will reach all the way to Florida. With lots of lightning and thunder and briefly gusty winds, watch for tornadoes as well, especially across the Gulf Coast. But the main event continues to be Marco making landfall later Monday, followed by Laura at this point later Wednesday. Will these two ever meet, by the way? Their tracks will be crossing, but the hurricanes are 48 hours apart. But still, Laura should pass right over the remnants of Marco on Thursday, adding to the tremendous rainfall already expected. Again, if told to evacuate, do it. Use your hurricane plan to keep you and your family and your business safe. And note this, there's no other storms out there right now, but a new one may form by next weekend. Man, it just keeps on going. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. Welcome to part two of Florida Stories. For our next Florida story, let's talk about the Ring doorbell. I have one of these. I think it works great, but no one's ever paid me a dime to talk about this. I just learned that in Florida, they can also be used to catch your nudist neighbor knocking on your daughter's bedroom door at midnight wearing absolutely nothing. See, a father got suspicious in Santa Rosa County because his neighbor's a weirdo. He knew he was a nudist, and he went out to the side yard one day, and the screen was off his daughter's window. So he asked his daughter, did you take this off? Asked his wife, did you take this off? No one would fess up to it. So when it happened again, he's like, that's it. I'm getting one of those little Ring doorbells, and I'm sticking it on the carport. And sure enough, about 11:30, a few nights later, 50-year-old Florida man wearing only a thong that I imagine wasn't made for dudes shows up and knocks on a 7-year-old girl's bedroom window. And then here's the quotes that you came for. The local sheriff had a press conference and said, the quote, if the girl's father would have come out and stomped him into a mud puddle, yeah, we would have been fine with that. Hold my beer.
Wait, hold my beer. What?
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What?
All right, for this Florida story, we're going to Shell Road in unincorporated Volusia County, where two neighbors don't get along, and I think politics might have something to do with it. It's a 55-year-old Florida man and a 48-year-old Florida man, and the neighbors are on opposite sides of the political aisle. So one guy right next to the property line on the street puts a big sign for his candidate. And so the neighbor, incensed at the clear personal affront, goes and gets an even bigger sign and puts it right next to, because it's on the property line, right in front of the neighbor sign. So if you're coming from one direction, you can't even see it at all. So the original neighbor gets upset. He goes and kicks it out of the ground. So the sign owners come out and have a little clash. They beat the snot out of each other. They're both arrested on a battery charge. I have no idea. I have no idea who had the bigger sign or who was on whose side or which one's Trump or Biden or whatever. I have no idea. No idea. It's just 55 years old and 48 years old. That's a little immature, right? For grown men to be beating each other up over political signs in the front yard. I mean, unless it's on a reality show, then you're getting paid for it. That makes sense. But this is just Florida. Florida Stories is a Spring Rock production, springrockmedia@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter @JamesParkerShow. For Sterling on Sundays, I am James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
All right, on the Walter Sterling Show. WalterSterlingShow.com webpage. You can find out all about Florida Stories. We have a special section that explains who James Parker is, where he lives, where to find his home, all of that. At the WalterSterlingShow.com, that's my webpage. There you will find access to the podcast and every single show I have ever done is posted there, including, very proud to tell you, the WABC shows. I have been bugged for a long time. Why don't you do a Sterling on Saturday show? Why don't you do a Saturday show? Well, now I do. It's called Sterling on Saturday. Geniuses! 9 p.m. on WABC in New York. 1 hour, but it's 1 hour of pure genius. I mean, it's brilliant. And I thank Dave Labrosi and his boss, Chad Lopez. I thank you both for the privilege of being on WABC. Now, what do we do differently than in 1 hour than in three? It's completely different because it's 1 hour. Entirely different. 9 p.m. Saturdays, you can listen to it on the WABC app or the WABC stream. You go to the WABC webpage, talk radio WABC, you click listen live, and that's how you can hear it. 9 p.m. on Saturdays. 9 p.m. on Saturdays. Yes, we're on Saturday and we're on Sunday. It's a remarkable thing. 2 days a week. Oh my gosh. How are you? How's it going? This Lori Loughlin has gone to jail. I do not think she should have gone to jail for having paid $500,000 to USC to get her kid in. That's crazy. Instead, she should have gone to jail for this.
And on the edge of the night.
I am being held here prisoner because I am a threat to you and your gang.
Her acting on the soap opera The Edge of Night. The Edge of Night was a very strange soap opera because it was the one that came on right before the kid shows on ABC in the afternoon. It was like 3:30 in the afternoon. It was right before the kid shows. So we all saw the end of The Edge of Night.
And on The Edge of Night.
I am being held here prisoner because I am a threat to you and your gang.
And she looks the same now as she did then, but she should not be going to jail because she made a donation to higher education. In 1900, how do you think kids went to college? There were no ACTs. There were no SATs. There were no standardized tests. Their rich parents paid for a seat. And I believe every college, every private university, should be able to sell a handful of seats. Say 10% of their seats should be sold. Because right now, as you know, the price of sending a kid to college is insane. Absolutely insane. My kid going to Syracuse University had to go a week earlier. No, 3 weeks earlier because of the pandemic. Okay. The governor of New York said you must be quarantined. Okay. $1,000, please. What do you mean, $1,000? I have to pay $1,000 for my kid to sit there for 3 weeks, scared, alone, disoriented, so that the virus will go away? I had to pay for that? I did. Therefore, Lori Loughlin has all that money. Of course she should be able to pay her kid's way into school. Anybody should be able to buy a seat into school. They just need to publish a rate card. It shouldn't be some big secret. But community service, pay a big fine, or better yet, Judge, why isn't she having to pay for 10 kids' tuition to USC? Wouldn't that have been the appropriate? Everybody's saying, well, she, because of what her kid did, they denied other kids seats at USC. Other kids were denied slots that they deserved. Okay, then let her pay for them. Let her pay for 10 slots a year for the next 10 years. Wouldn't that have been a more appropriate fine than putting her in jail? Wouldn't that have been a more appropriate fine? Putting Lori Loughlin in fine means, first of all, Reese Witherspoon's going to get a lot more roles on Lifetime. It just seems wrong. I'm Walter Sterling, 43 past the hour. This is Sterling on Sunday.
KEEPS.com. Please go to Walter M. Sterling at Facebook. And you'll see videos of me using the Keeps products. The Keeps products are designed to stop me from losing my hair. They'll stop hair loss. For me, that's what happened. And they start to regrow hair. And your hair gets thicker and fuller. Isn't that what you want? That's what I wanted. And I'm like, why would I continue to lose my hair when there's a great company like Keeps.com designed to help me keep my hair and regrow it? I started using their serum, their shampoo, and their pill
That's what was prescribed to me. These are prescriptive products prescribed by a doctor. I use them as prescribed, and it works. It works for me. My hair is growing back. It's thicker, fuller, and ready. It's happier. My hair is happier. Go to Keeps.com. Get all the information. Find out if it's right for you. Who decides that? A doctor. This isn't like some, yeah, we'll sell anybody anything. No, 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 no. A doctor decides based on you whether or not it's right for you. Then you fill out the form and put in my name, Walter. You get 50% off, 50% off, 50. You put in my name and you watch that number get cut in half. It's incredible. Keeps.com. But for me, it's worked. Go to my Facebook page, Walter M. Sterling, on Facebook, and you'll see videos of me before and after. You'll see what my head looked like before. You'll see what it looks like now. You'll see what it looks like next week. It's great. And be sure to click like, and then the sales weasels know that you've been there. And that's very important to our lives. Keeps.com. Promo code Walter, KEEPS.com. Promo code Walter. Why lose any more hair? Why lose any more hair? Go to Keeps.com.
Sterling on Sunday. Pay no attention to the noises in the background.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in space.
Who wear sports bras.
I'm not one of them. Hi, I'm Arielle.
I'm a lesbian.
And I don't think gender is a social construct. I don't think cis straight white men are evil. I don't believe that genital preferences are transphobic or that there are 97 genders. I don't think that male sex offenders belong in women's prisons. I don't think like these people. And I no longer want to be associated with them.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in space.
Who wear sports bras.
Right now, our radio station in Philadelphia, WPHT, is having some sort of intermittent transmitter challenges. But it made me start to think about the fact that we are on a large number of 50,000-watt clear channel stations. And at 48 minutes past the hour, this is the time to talk about it. Because I never hear anybody talking about it. I'm on KDKA, KMOX, WPHT. These are 50,000-watt clear channel stations. These were the original 50,000-watt stations. And this is something I love to explain to my kids because they're like, you're kidding. There are 28, there are like 10,000 radio stations in America, but only 28 of them are what is known as clear channel stations. 28. I'm on WABC, also a clear channel station. That means that for all intents and purposes, there is no other radio station on the frequency. There's no other radio station on the frequency of KDKA, KMOX, WPHT. There's one little unimportant station on the WABC frequency, but it's like in New Mexico or something. And that means that at this hour, those radio stations cover the United States. They cover most of the United States. And then it gets better. If there are clouds, they hit the ionosphere, and then those signals bounce back. They bounce back to Earth like a stone on a lake, and those are called skip waves. You can hear WPHT, KMOX, KDKA, WABC. You can hear them 200 or 300 or 500 miles away from their transmitter, and they're meant to go out 50. The ionosphere gets denser at night and bounces microwave signals. This fascinated me as a kid. If you get up on a hill right now, almost anywhere east of the Rockies, you get a little up there and you're in a car. The car is the best way to hear it. You will hear WLS, WLW, WTAM, WPHT, WBZ, WLAC. For some reason, I always hear WLAC. No matter where I am, I hear WLAC. These great grandmother radio stations that made American radio, they started almost 100 years ago. This is the 100th year of radio. Why has radio lasted 100 years? Because it sells product. because it communicates more effectively than any other medium. It also has more charity and a bigger heart than any other medium. In radio, during the past 4 months, radio stations have given away advertising inventory so that businesses can get back on their feet. They have raised millions of dollars to help people who need food and shelter. I don't see local TV news doing that. Do you? No. But radio does that. This is our heart. This is who we are. It's a unique medium in that the first thing we think of, all my career, wherever I've been, the first thing we think of is, how can we help somebody? This is a bad situation for our listeners. How can we help somebody? And now this is a tough time for advertisers. Station after station is granting free advertising, free messaging, helping them out. And that's why we've lasted 100 years. Then about 15 years ago, I started going to digital conferences. And these digital conferences were always populated by guys wearing all black and having Kenneth Cole shoes. No, nothing disparaging about Kenneth Cole, but they were always wearing those Kenneth Cole shoes. Their hair was always a certain way, and no matter what, they had bottled water. These guys were walking around bottled water, and they had always just come from the gym. They could be at a hotel out of town, but they just came from a gym. I have no idea where their gyms were, but they came from these gyms. Then they'd go on these panels, these digital experts from digital agencies. Arrogance like you can't believe. Arrogance like you can't believe. They'd sit up there on the dais and they would say, well, you know, we're an audio streaming service. We're much better than radio. We can curate. That's my favorite word. We can curate in a way radio can't. What do you mean you curate? I curate ham and bacon. That's all I curate. I don't need my music curated by somebody with a 28-inch waist. I don't need you to curate my music. I know where to get a Hanson song when I want it. I know where to get a Sinatra song when I want it. And I sure as heck know where to get the Beatles when I want it. I don't need somebody curating for me. These people at Spotify, Pandora, SiriusXM, all these new cutting-edge audio streaming services. You know what they all call themselves? They'll get up on the dais and they'll bash AM and FM. They'll say AM and FM, it's dead, it's over. Young people don't want to listen to AM and FM. And I'm looking at the statistics because I know how to read ratings better than they do, apparently. And what I see is that the percent of Americans who listen to AM and FM is exactly the same as it was in 1970. That's what I see. It's not a dying medium. It's exactly the same thing. It is a proven medium. Radio is a proven medium. Retail advertisers are incredibly pragmatic. Advertisers in general are incredibly pragmatic, but 80% of radio sales is from retailers. They keep buying radio. They keep coming back for decades and decades. Why is that? Well, because it works. That's why they keep coming back. It's because it works. Therefore, all of these new digital streaming services, you know what they call themselves? Radio. Spotify, radio. SiriusXM, radio. They all call themselves radio. And thank you. It's a compliment. It's a compliment when they call themselves radio, because radio works. This works. This works. Well, social media is the new thing. Yeah, well, good luck trying to buy it. First of all, good luck trying to manage that inventory. Good luck. Well, you know, we get hard data on that. Well, I'll give you hard data. How about foot traffic in your store? You want hard data? Let's move product off the shelf. That's what radio does. That's what AM, FM radio does. We know how to move product off the shelf. An endorsement from somebody you're listening to on the radio is both real and noted by your potential customers. If you'd like to chat about this more, I'd be happy to do it. My name's Walter M. Sterling at Gmail. Walter M. Sterling at Gmail. This fantastic radio show is here every single week. And thank you, KDKA, KMOX, the Three Daughters stations. Thank you, Gary Burns. We're here every week. And thank you, Alan, at KMVZ. We are here every week from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. on the East Coast and 7 p.m. to 10 a.m. on the West Coast at KFBK in Sacramento. I think if you know any of these stations, you know this is a pretty impressive list. We are in good company here tonight. All right, what else I have to do? Go to my Facebook page, and you're going to see pretty amazing facts. Walter M. Sterling at Facebook. And please, whatever you're looking at right now, please take a picture of it. I want a Sterling snap. I want this moment captured in time. And email it to me at Walter M. Sterling at Gmail. And then I will post the pictures you send me on Tuesday at Facebook. It's the most fun for me to see what you're looking at right now. It's kind of amazing, actually. We've had a good time tonight. Thank you, James Montag, and thank you, Dave Scalish. Can you believe what we've been through? It's unbelievable. It's a stunning series of events. And the best gift that you and I can be given is a request for help.
And my classroom should be as well air-conditioned as your favorite bar.
Next Sunday. All right. Right. Stay bright.